First of all, Denver doesn't look like Denver, that's for sure. There's a few more houses and those type of things, but it's great to be back, no question. Really, really excited about it.
The nature of what you do, you could end up anywhere when there's the right opening. Did you ever think you'd end up back here, though, after starting your career some years ago?
No, when you look at the way things went down, it was definitely something that wasn't expected, that's for sure. But having John in charge and seeing the way things are being built here, it's exciting. I couldn't be more excited about being here for being able to chance to work with John and, you know, Mr. Bolin. Mr. Bolin really helped me at the start of my career by even hiring me in the first place. But hopefully I can help him out now at this part of my career, help him out a little bit more than I did the first time, that's for sure.
Joe, you inherited a team that's got a kickoff specialist and a kicker. You going to move forward with that plan, or is it wide open?
Again, it's wide open. You got to look at all those things, and you know, we haven't been here long enough to really evaluate how we're going to do things. There's a long time left, and we'll go through the offseason and see how that goes.
What has been the identity of your special teams over the years? Speed, aggressiveness. How would you describe it?
We want to play faster than our opponents. When they look at it. On tape, I want them to know that we're going to be a fast team and a physical team. The other thing about it is you want to be very fundamentally sound. Anytime a coach turns on the film, I want them to say, wow, that guy, you know, they technique-wise, they're excellent at what they do. And that's really, you know, kind of fits into what Coop is asking for, too. You know, when we came in and talked, that was something that was important to him, and we want to carry that on and try to get it better.
You started here as a young enthusiastic guy. What's the most important thing you've learned about this business through all the ups and downs and the long and winding road back here?
I think really you just have to be yourself. You have to really be yourself, and as a coach, I got that really from Coach Reeves. You know, he said, "Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself." And you know, it's 27 years later, and I'm actually standing up here in front of y'all. So it's worked out pretty good.
Do you feel there's an accomplishment in that just enduring for 27 years?
Yeah, definitely. It's surreal at times. You know, you look around and I'm thinking, man, I'm back in this building. So it's just a privilege, and I'm excited. I mean, I want to help Mr. Bolin and help this organization win championships. I stood on the sideline of another one that they won. I was on the opposite one where we were in Atlanta. So I'd like to get in one that we win for sure.
What was that like? Because you had a relationship with Dan and
this organization. It was hard. I mean, you know, because you're thinking at that time that you have a chance to win the world championship, and it didn't quite work out that way. But you know, it doesn't surprise me seeing the people that were across the field from us. So hopefully we can get on the right side of it this time. That would be the plan for sure.
Joe, it's been 23 years since you left here. On all that. Is Colorado still considered home? Is there family here? Do you get back?
I don't get back very much. We actually have a place in Florida now. That's kind of where my wife and I will, you know, when we're done, we'll be there. But I think after being back here, I hope she wants to think about coming back here and then going back down there when it's a little colder. But, yeah, it's great to be back home. My mom and dad are still here. I've got a brother that's actually a wrestling coach at Broomfield High School. So, and then I have another brother that lives here. He's a lawyer in town. So it's good to be back for sure.
Joe, you grew up in Arvada. Obviously, you had to grow up a Bronco fan. What was your greatest memory?
Probably the first Super Bowl with Red Miller. I can remember having a big party at our house, the Orange Crush, all that stuff. So I know it's hard to say you're a Bronco fan when you're working for other organizations, but you always have a special place in your heart for them, for sure.
One trend that's happened with the special teams here, I think, is because of altitude and the rules, you know, it's touchback after touchback here in Denver. On the road, they have to cover more, and sometimes they're vulnerable on kickoff coverage. Have you looked at that as far as the swing, the home road type of swing they have here?
I think that's just all over the league. You know, you all of a sudden there's touchback, 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 and then you have to cover. We didn't have that problem in Chicago. We didn't have a guy that would knock it out, and it helped us. I mean, I think we were number one in kickoff coverage the last 2 years, and that helped us having to cover, and hopefully we can get that same type of, production here. That's what we hope for.
At times during the season, they used a rookie on punt returns. How long does it take to kind of have them mature? Do you see that taking like multiple years before they kind of get comfortable in that role?
You know, it depends on who that rookie is, to be honest with you. Again, that's going to be something we have to evaluate and see to get the best guy back there. And I know with John being able to pick the team, I feel very comfortable in him getting the right guys. That's for sure. I think, you know, he's done a great job of putting this roster together. That's one of the most impressive things that I've seen anyway. I mean, we have a team. There's a lot of teams around the league that can say, hey, we're going to try to get to the next level. Well, this team, you can't actually say that and mean it. So I think you have to trust him, and I think we'll trust our personnel department because they've done a great job, no question.
What is the key to getting guys to buy in on special teams when most of them haven't played a lot of it because they were college stars or they just don't do it a lot in college anymore, the star players, they don't have to. What is the key when you get young, because you have to use a lot of young guys inevitably. What is the key to getting guys to buy in on special teams?
I would say the head coach. I mean, I think he's got to support you. He's got to be the voice that helps you more than anything else. Organizationally, it's got to also be something that's important. I think having both those two at the top are going to help. I think both of them know how important it is, and Coop definitely knows how important it is. So we're definitely going to hopefully play off of that.
You had a chance to reach out to any of the players or look over the.
I've talked to most everybody that is in the specialist role and been able to have a chance to talk. You know, obviously, you're really not talking about ball right now because of the rules, and you're just trying to introduce yourself as much as possible.
Is there anybody that's jumped out from the little film that you've watched or the players you've talked to on special teams?
There's several guys that have showed up. You know, we still have to continue to watch the film and try to grind through it as much as we can and identify guys. But yeah, there's some players here, no question. We just gotta identify all of them and try to put them in the best possible positions to succeed.
Is it easier to get players to buy in on special teams when you have guys like Chris Harris Jr. who climb their way through them to get into like the defensive starting roles, stuff like that?
The more the better the tradition is, the better chance you have of getting that done for sure. And I think they've been successful here, so we're gonna try to get it even better. I would say a lot. When I was here, I was basically a secretary, to be honest with you, for part of it. I mean, I was doing everything I could and, starting the strength program and, started doing some of the kicking game stuff. But I did a lot of things here. So it was a great ride and it'd be a nice chance to hopefully take it to the next level here. That would be a dream come true, no question.
You've recovered well from the bubble that –
Yeah. Yeah, check that out. That's a lot better than the last time you saw me. Yeah, that's for sure. A lot better. So that was a situation that occurred that was adverse, but I think it helped me, to be honest with you. I think it helped me to figure out a way to come back from something tough. You know, you always tell your players to do something that's unnatural. Well, you had a chance to show them that you could come back from something like that and still to be coaching and walking, to be honest with you, is a blessing. So I'm jacked up, man. I'm excited to be here, no question.
Joe, are you excited to see brick and mortar and concrete for their indoor facility instead of something blown up?
Yeah, that's a great facility. I can tell you that much. It's a neat place, and the facility's been unbelievable. Mr. Boland and everybody that's been involved here has done just an unbelievable job of getting that upgraded. I can tell you that since the last time I was here. I didn't even recognize the place.